The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 5th chapter. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain. And after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak, and he taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." This is the gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. We've talked about this a little bit before. These blessed be or blessed are's, we have a word for these that's commonly known as the Beatitudes. Everybody move ahead one because you are great this morning. That was a great response. So we have these, they've become known as the Beatitudes. But something first about the setting. I want us to think about where Jesus is. What's happened to Jesus just before this? He's been out teaching. He's been out healing. He's been out doing all the things that we hear about Jesus doing. And then he goes to the mountain. He's taken off. He's going to the mountain. And I think he was trying to get away, but people keep following him. The crowds keep following him. Now, something that's really important to note in the text, when you hear someone goes up the mountain, it doesn't matter if it's Jesus or Moses, whoever it is, when someone goes up the mountain, that's a really important thing that's going to happen next. You're supposed to listen, especially close. So Jesus is down at the bottom of the mountain, goes up the mountain. I've always had a little problem with this. Because how high is the mountain? And how far up does Jesus go? If he goes up too far, he's at the top of the mountain trying to talk to everybody. So I don't think he's up as high as the mountain would go. And is the mountain really a mountain in the story, or is it really more like a hill? We don't know. So those are all little things that I think about. But what's important in the text is that Jesus goes up the mountain. What else happens on the mountain in the Bible? What was it? Ten Commandments happens on the top of the mountain. Twice. It's bad to come down and drop that first set. You got to go back up and do them all over. What else happens on the mountain? Moses goes up the mountain, right? Who else goes up the mountain? Jesus before in another story, right? Jesus goes up the mountain, somebody appears with him. Remember Moses and Elijah? And then they want to build those little booths and stick them in there. Good, we know where they are. We can go up this mountain and visit them anytime we want. Big things, important things, things we're supposed to listen to, happen up the mountain. So Jesus goes up the mountain today, sets down. We hear that the disciples came to him, right? And we know that there are crowds there. Is Jesus only speaking to the disciples there and everybody else is just milling around? Or is he speaking to everyone? I'd like to believe that these words are for anybody who considers themselves a follower of Christ. In a way, Jesus is sitting on that mountain right now, this morning, talking to us. We're just as much listeners today, right now, here to what Jesus says as the disciples were, and anybody that was in the crowd who cared to listen. So we should listen closely. Jesus is up the mountain, and he begins this way. Blessed are those, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. What's the common thing about these first three? We used a great word yesterday during our confirmation class. This was actually one of our lessons yesterday in confirmation. Do you remember what the big word was that we learned? Marginalized. Right. Jesus, good. Thank you. You make me feel good. Like you all were listening. Yeah, it's a big word. It's a funny word, too. Marginalized. I said that's not when somebody becomes butter. So, marginalized. Jesus speaks about those people in the society that are marginalized. Those who have been pushed to the side. Those who have been walked on. Those who are considered a pariah on society. That's who Jesus talks about first. When he gets this crowd at the mountain and the disciples around him, he talks about those people who have been marginalized. A good word to remember. And a good word to be able to understand when you see people in the world, what's happening to them. It's the first people Jesus speaks about. Blessed are the marginalized. Those people who have been hurt, those people who have been had things happen against them. And then he goes on, blessed are those who hunger and thirst, which sounds like the marginalized. But then he says, and I'm sure he's speaking also to those who hunger and thirst. Those are some who have been marginalized. For righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Who is this next set of people that we're hearing about? Those who do what God has commanded. That's who these people are in the next set. So he's talking about the marginalized, and right away he's talking about those people that are called to help the marginalized, to work for justice in the world, to help those people who have been hurt. He first talks about the people that are hurt and then talks about the people that go and stand up for those who can't speak for themselves. And then finally, blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of God. That's still kind of part of that group. And then blessed are you, Zion Lutheran Church. Blessed are you. Even when people revile you, even when people persecute you, even when they say bad, nasty things about you, because you have been talking about Christ. When you have been talking about Christ and people say bad things about you, blessed are you. In the midst of the struggle of getting the good news out to others, to talking to those people who don't know anything about the love of Christ, blessed are you as you stand up and speak to what is right and what is good. When you end up speaking to even those people that persecute you, for aren't they the ones who are the poor in spirit? So Christ calls us today to think about those who have been marginalized, our great word today, and then to notice those who go out and speak against injustice and to do those things that God has called us to do, and then says, by the way, I'm thinking that's you. Because you're the blessed ones. We are called together at this church, in every church that worships Christ, to go out into the community and be God's hands and feet. That's our call. And to recognize those people, even who want to hurt us for doing that, who want to say what we're doing is wrong. They are the poor in spirit. And we go back and notice that they are blessed because of what we are doing in Christ's name. And so we pray. Good and gracious God, we thank you for this lesson today. Jesus goes up the mountain and tells us something that's one of the most important things that we can think about as your children. It's how we treat all those people that you place in our path, all those that are in need, all those who have been hurt. Not asking how they got there, but recognizing their need and helping them. God, help us to recognize the need of those who have been marginalized. Help us to be those who show mercy, those that are peacekeepers. It's in Jesus Christ's name that we pray. Amen. As we continue with our service then, please rise as you are able.